As we saw in the first couple of Mishnayos of the Masechta, when the Sanhedrin issue a ruling to permit a particular sin which is supposed to be forbidden, and the majority of the Jewish people follow their ruling, then instead of each individual bringing their own private korban chatas, one korban is brought by the Sanhedrin on behalf of everybody. And that is an offering of a bull known as a par helem dovar shel tzibur. This Mishnah is going to list a number of conditions for when the par helem dovar shel tzibur must be offered up, and by extension, when the individual will be exempt from bringing his own korban chatos. Hayru beis din, if the Sanhedrin made a ruling to permit something which was supposed to be forbidden, the yoda echem en shetou, and one of the members of the Sanhedrin, one of the judges, knew that they were making a mistake over here, v'omay lohen. And he said to all of them, Toyanatem, you're making a mistake. And yet the Sanhedrin outvoted him, and they still went ahead and issued the ruling. In this case, it's not going to be an obligation of a par helem dovar shel tzibur, since it is learnt out of Psukim that this only applies if the entire Sanhedrin together make the ruling. If there's even one member of the Sanhedrin who is not part of that ruling, then this obligation would not exist. It wouldn't apply. Alright, next case. Or if the greatest one, the greatest member of the Sanhedrin was not present, that's referring to the Nossi, who was the head of the Sanhedrin, even if they had 71 judges who were part of the Beis Din, since the head of the Beis Din wasn't there, they would also be exempt from a par helem dovar shel tzibur. Since we don't consider it to be a full mistake, because we should say that had the Nossi been here, had the greatest one, the greatest member been present, so he wouldn't have made that mistake. So it means that they're partly at fault for their mistaken ruling, and as such, the korban of the par helem dovar shel tzibur would not apply. Or if one of the members of the Sanhedrin, and now the Mishnah is going to list a number of people who are not fit to be a judge on the Sanhedrin. For example, if one of them is a ger, he's a convert, or even if one of his parents is not Jewish, he would be invalid to be a member of the Sanhedrin. A mamzer, or if he is a mamzer, which means that he was born from particular forbidden relations outside of marriage. A nosin, or if he is a nosin is somebody who is descended from the Givonim, who joined the Jewish people at the time of Yeshua. They became the servants of the Jews, and it is forbidden to marry them. They haven't got the status of fully fledged Jews, and as such, they're invalid to be a member of the Sanhedrin. A zaken shleira lebonim, or a elder. This is not necessarily referring to somebody who's old, but it's referring to somebody who is a Talmud Chacham, but he has never had children. He is invalid to be a member of a Sanhedrin which deals with capital cases, where all of these invalidations apply to a Sanhedrin which deals with a capital case, to kill somebody. So somebody who has never had children cannot be a member of the Sanhedrin for such a case, because he doesn't necessarily have so much mercy. He's never experienced that fatherly love, and as such, he cannot decide on the fate of somebody else's life. So if one of the members of the Sanhedrin was somebody who wouldn't be fit to be a member of the Beis Din deciding and ruling on a capital case, then Hari Elu Pturin, the Beis Din, the Sanhedrin, would be exempt from bringing a par helem dovar shel tzibur, and is learned from Psukim, Shneimar Kan, because the Pasuk says over here regarding the Sanhedrin making a mistake, it uses the word Eidah. Eidah referring to the Beis Din. Eidah literally means a group of people, and it's referring to the Sanhedrin, V'nemar Lahalon Eidah. And elsewhere, when talking about capital cases, which involve a possible death penalty, the Pasuk also refers to the Beis Din as an Eidah. And now the Mishnah makes a Gezeir Shava. A Gezeir Shava is where the same word is found in two different places, and we apply certain laws from one of those places to the other. So, Mo Eidah Hamur Lahalon, just like the Eidah which is said over there regarding capital cases, Ad She Yukulam Ruin Lahira, the death penalty can only be issued if all of the members of the Sanhedrin are fitting and are not one of these people you just mentioned. So too, Af Eidah Hamur Kan, the Eidah which is said over here, Ad She Yukulam Ruin Lahira, it must be that all of them are fitting and totally valid to be part of the Sanhedrin. Continues the Mishnah, Hayru Beis Din Shogegin, if the Sanhedrin made the ruling unintentionally, V'Asu Kolakol Shogegin, and all of the people, or the majority of the people, followed their ruling unintentionally. they thought that the ruling was correct, then that is when Mevi'in Par, that is when the Beis Din would bring a Par Helem Dovash al Tzibur. However, if Mezidin, the Sanhedrin, made their wrong ruling intentionally, or as a result of carelessness, the Osu Shoigigin, and the people followed the ruling unintentionally because they thought it was correct, then there wouldn't be an obligation of a Par Helem Dovash al Tzibur. Rather, each individual would have to bring a regular Korban Chatos, Mevi'in Kispo Seira. They would bring a female sheep or a female goat, which is a regular Korban Chatos for the individual. Shoigigin, what happens if the Sanhedrin made their ruling unintentionally? But in an interesting case, for Osu Mezidin, the rest of the people transgressed that Aveira on purpose because they knew that the Sanhedrin's decision was wrong. An interesting situation. In that case, Ayeli Peturin, they would all be exempt. They wouldn't need to bring a Parhel and Novishal Tzibur, since this isn't a case where the majority of people violated the Aveira based on their decision. It wasn't based on their decision, and the individuals don't need to bring a Korban Chatos, since they did the Aveira on purpose, and a Korban Chatos is only bought for violating the Aveira unintentionally. Mishnah Hey, Hayu Beis Din, if the Sanhedrin made a ruling, a mistaken ruling, v'osu kol ha'kohol ha'rubon, and the entire Jewish people, or the majority of the Jewish people, transgressed that Aveira al pihem because of their decision, Mevi'in Par, we would bring a Par Helem Dovash al Tzibur. That is the simple case of bringing the Par Helem Dovash al Tzibur. Uva Avodah Zarah, now if the mistaken ruling regarded the prohibition of idolatry, then the Torah specifically says that there is a different korban which needs to be brought. Mevi'in Par V'Soer, the Beis Din would bring a bull and a goat, instead of just a bull, like with the rest of the Averis, when the Beis Din make a mistaken ruling. To Rav Meir, that is the opinion of Rav Meir. The Pasuk says, Ve'krivu ha-kohol par, the kohol, the congregation, will bring a bull. And according to Rav Meir, the Pasuk is talking about the Beis Din, the Sanhedrin themselves. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shneimasar shvatim mevi'in shneimasar parim, the 12 tribes bring 12 bulls. Because the congregation is talking about each tribe, each shevet. And if the ruling regarded idolatry, then Mevi'in Shneimasar Parim Shneimasar Seirim, they would bring 12 bulls and 12 goats. Rabbi Shimon says, Shloish Asar Parim, they would need to bring 13 bulls altogether, because Rabbi Shimon agrees that Rabbi Yehuda, that the Pasuk is talking about the tribes, not the Beis Din. However, he holds that the Beis Din also need to bring a korban, because after all, it was all due to their mistake. And if the mistaken ruling regarded a prohibition of idolatry, then they would need to be offered up 13 bulls and 13 goats. And he explains, a bull and a goat for each tribe, and a bull and a goat for the Sanhedrin themselves. Now what happens if Hayu Beis Din, the Sanhedrin, made a decision, they issued a mistaken ruling, v'osu shiva shvatim, and 7 tribes, so that's the majority of the Jewish people in terms of tribes, even if it happens to be that this is not the majority of people in terms of number of people of the Jewish people, nevertheless, it's a majority in terms of the tribes of the Jewish people. A Rubon, or if the majority of the Jewish people in terms of number of people, even if it's only from the minority in terms of tribes, that's how we're going to understand, they followed Al-Pihem, they followed the ruling of the Beis Din, in this case, so according to Rabbi Meir, Mevi'in Par, the Beis Din would bring 1 bull of Avodah Zarah, and if it concerned idolatry, Mevi'in Par V'Soer, they would bring 1 bull and goat. Rabbi Meir, that is the opinion of Rabbi Meir, because this is the case where the Beis Din made a mistaken ruling, and the majority of the Jewish people, be it in terms of individual people or in the terms of tribes, the majority followed the mistaken ruling of the Sanhedrin. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shiva Shvatim Shechotu, the 7 tribes, he's talking about the first case where the majority of tribes transgressed the Aveira. So those 7 tribes, Mevi'in Shiva Parim, they would each bring a bull, so in total they would bring 7 bulls, Ushar Shvatim Shechotu, and the rest of the tribes who did not sin, Rabbi Yehuda understands that nevertheless, Mevi'in Aydeim Par, they need to bring a bull each, because of the tribes which did sin. Sha'af Eilu Shaloi Chotu, because even the tribes that did not transgress the Aveira, Mevi'in Aydei Achotim, are obligated to bring a bull because of the tribes that did sin. So essentially, even in this case, according to Rabbi Yehuda, 12 bulls would be offered up, just like in any case where the majority of the Jewish people follow the mistaken ruling of the Sanhedrin. So far, Meir and Rabbi Yehuda hold that this would be a regular case of a Par Helem Dovash al Tzibur. Now, Rabbi Shimon is the one who says that this is different. Rabbi Shimon says, Shemona Parim. 8 bulls are bought in total. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, only the tribes themselves who sinned are the ones who are obligated to bring the korban. In addition to the basin themselves, so it's 7 plus 1, and that equals 8. With Avodah Zorah, and if it concerned a aveira to do with idolatry, then Shemona Parim or Shemona Seirim, it would need to be 8 bulls and 8 goats. Parvasol Chol Shevet Roshevet, a bull and a goat for each tribe, Ufarasol Avestin, and a bull and a goat on behalf of Sanhedrin themselves. Now, until now, we've been discussing cases where the Sanhedrin Agadola, the one single biggest basin in the Jewish people, made up of 71 judges, when they made a ruling. What happens if Hayru Basin Shel Echem Nashvotim? If one of the tribes based in their Sanhedrin made a mistaken ruling. Each Shevet, each tribe, had their own smaller Sanhedrin made up of 23 judges. So if they issued a ruling to permit something which is supposed to be forbidden, V'osa Isa Shevet Al Piyem, and that tribe alone followed their Sanhedrin's ruling, then Isa Shevet Huchayev, that tribe is obligated to bring a Par Helem Dovah Shel Tzibur, Ushar Kol HaShevotim Peturin, but the rest of the tribes are exempt, because this time they really have nothing to do with the Aveirat. Rabbi Yehuda, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, V'achom Emrim B'dachachom say, Ein Chayovin Ela Al Hegras Beis Nagodj B'lvad, there is never an obligation of a Par Helem Dovah Shel Tzibur, except due to the ruling of the big Sanhedrin, of 71 judges. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'im Kol Adas Yisrael Yeshgu, if all of the congregation, the Eidah, referring to the Sanhedrin of the Jewish people, will make a mistake. So see that the Pasuk is particular about it being the Sanhedrin of the entire Jewish people. V'lo yadas eisei ha-shevet. And no, when it's only the Sanhedrin of that one single tribe. Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. The first couple of Mishnahs of this Perek discuss a Kohen Gadol. And the Torah says that a Kohen Gadol's korbonos when he violates an Aveira are different to everybody else's. In a regular case where a Kohen Gadol by mistake violates an Aveira, he is not obligated to bring a korban chatos. He is only liable to a korban chatos if the Aveira which he did resulted from a mistaken ruling. In the same way as a Par Helem Dovah Shel Tzibur is brought when the Sanhedrin make a mistaken ruling and the Jewish people follow that mistaken ruling, so too a Kohen Gadol is only liable to bring his korban, and his korban is also a bull, if he made a ruling and then followed that ruling. Hayra Kohen Moshiach, if the Kohen who is anointed with oil, that's how the Kohen Gadol was appointed, and the reason why the Mishnah refers to him like this is because that's how the Torah talks about him in this context. The anointed Kohen, if he made a ruling la'atzmai for himself, and this applies specifically to a Kohen Gadol who is fit to make rulings, he would technically be fit to be on the Sanhedrin. And he made a ruling for himself to permit something, shoigeg, it was unintentional, he made the ruling to permit something which was forbidden, by mistake he thought it was permitted, v'osa shoigeg, and he performed that aveira, again unintentionally, because it was based on his decision, his ruling, which itself was mistaken, maybe par, he is obligated to bring a bull as a korban chatos, even though a regular person who violates an aveira in this category needs to bring a female sheep or goat, a Kohen Gadol would need to bring a bull as his korban chatos. And secondly, it's only if it was based on a previous ruling which he had made. And in these two ways, he is similar to the Sanhedrin and different from a regular individual. Alright, what happens if Shoigeg, he made the ruling mistakenly, but when it came to performing the act of the Aveira, V'osa Mezid, he did it intentionally. Meaning, at that point, he started to doubt his original decision, but instead of looking into it further, he performed the Aveira. So he's considered to be at fault over here. Or Mezid, if he made the ruling for himself intentionally, meaning it was due to carelessness that he came to the wrong conclusion, V'osa Shoigeg, and he performed the act based on that decision by mistake. Meaning it was no more intentional than it had been, and he was relying on his decision, just that his decision itself was made carelessly. In these cases, Potter, he's exempt from bringing any carbon, not even a regular carbon chatos, because the ruling of a Kohen Gadol for himself is like the ruling which the Sanhedrin give for the rest of the people, and the same conditions apply. Mishnah Beis, if he made the ruling for on behalf of himself and he performed the act of the Aveira by himself based on his own ruling, then he would receive his atonement by himself, he would bring his own bull and be atoned via that. However, if he made his mistaken ruling together with the rest of the Jewish people, and we're going to understand that to mean that the Sanhedrin made the same mistake that he made, and he performed that Aveira just like the rest of the Jewish people followed the Sanhedrin's mistaken ruling, then he can receive his atonement together with the rest of the people, and he would not need to bring his own bull. And this is learnt from Psukim. Now, the next part of the Mishnah begins with the word she'ein, which literally means because it isn't. But the truth is, the Mishnah should really say ve'ein. It's a new part of the Mishnah, and the Mishnah tells us a new law. She'ein basin chayovin al shayori levatel miktos l'kayim miktos. In the same way that the Sanhedrin is only liable to a parhan and lovishal tzibur, in a case where they make a ruling to go against part of that Avera and to keep part of that Avera existing, and like we explained in the previous perek, that means that they're not going against anything which is explicit in the Torah. Mechina Mashiach, the same applies to a Kohen Gadol, that he would only be liable to a Korban Chatos in such a case, and the same applies to the transgression of idolatry, if either the Sanhedrin make a mistaken ruling about that and everybody follows all the Kohen Gadol does. The same applies over there, Jiro Levat Mixas of Kai Mixas. The liability to the Karbonis would only apply if they rule to go partly against it and partly keep it, meaning they don't say that the entire prohibition doesn't exist, but rather they rule against something which is not explicitly stated in the Torah.